So, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're taking a look at the third episode of The Mandalorian Season 2. And we last left the Mandalorian and little baby Yoda, aka the child, on the way to a planet where the Mandalorian can find more of his kind. Episode starts off where they start having some ship problems because the last episode they had damaged the ship, had a crash landing into the new planet. Frog character that he was escorting from the last episode, they meet their husband, and then he shows them the bar that they can go to get some more information about where there are going to be some more Mandalorians, taking a boat to where they can find the Mandalorians, and then backstabbing, just like some Power Rangers, the Mandalorians show up. We're going to go to the man that, if you don't want to see him rich, he's going to see you gone. Big Mike, how do you feel about episode 3?
Made the point that the second episode, I felt like it was unnecessary. It was kind of a filler. I felt like they could have gone straight to this or incorporated what happened in episode 2 and gone into 3. I don't think 2 was really necessary.
That could have been a 5-minute arc.
You know, and then gone straight in this episode, because this one was way more entertaining. It gave you a lot more. The good name drop in there, and then you saw other Mandalorians show up. I saw them beep the other day. Think back to season 1, episode 3 is when I said shit kind of took off, and it feels like season 2, episode 3 is when shit's kind of taking off. If you weren't a fan of Mandalorians before, I suggest you watch those 2 episodes, and I guarantee you'll be a fan after that. All around, it was a good episode to me. It started off kind of, I was like, ah, where are we going with this? Another just traveling on a ship or kind of on a voyage thing. Like you said, a little twist happened. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, okay. Now we're working with something. So I said it was a good episode.
All right, Matt.
I think we all agree that the second episode was more of a filler episode. This one actually seemed like it propelled the story forward, even dropped Easter eggs on some of the Star Wars history. I think there's a couple of references as far as the animated TV show, which is great for those that are like well-versed in Star Wars history. When I'm watching the episode, I was kind of feeling like it was Pirates of the Caribbean and Halo ODST with a sprinkle of Star Wars. But there was enough action for me to be like, all right, this seems pretty cool. The only sad thing, and I agree with Mike, like after the third episode, that's where things started to pick up, especially with the name drop in towards the end. I have high hopes for episode 4. That is a real big step forward as far as the story plot. But overall, not a bad episode. It's pleasantly entertained considering the first 2 episodes I wasn't too high on.
This is a total 180 compared to episode 2. Episode 2 is not a good episode in the course of this Mandalorian show. This one, you get a little bit of everything. You get a little bit of action, get a little bit of story progression, and there's also a Titus Welliver. If anybody watched Sons of Anarchy, he was Johnny O. He was the Imperial captain. And then they also talk about the Darksaber a little bit. I guess they're setting up how the Mandalorians, I guess if you look at it as religion versus people that are just trying to be agnostic, I'm interested to see where that goes and if the characters that show up in this episode come back. Yeah, definitely a great episode.
I got excited when they dropped Ahsoka Tano's name, especially this early in the season, because after the first episode, I would like if they showed her early and kind of incorporated her into the season, but I had a feeling like we may not get her until the 8th episode, kind of like a cliffhanger. You got to wait till season 3 to get all that. So the fact they dropped her name already, I'm a little excited. Hopefully we get a bit of that within the next 2 episodes, I would say. Then also the fact that we still haven't seen Boba Fett other than the first episode. So where does all that end up incorporating into all this as well? You got 5 episodes left. They got the potential to actually make a lot of headway in the next 5 episodes to really set up, you know, a fantastic season. But I guess it's just a waiting game now to see how far this really goes.
Baby Yoda, the child, is a child, but I think they keep playing up a little bit too much of that stuff for laughs, or it was cute the first season. I think now in the second season, hopefully there'll be some progression with that character. I mean, I don't expect for the child to be talking, but I'm acting like a child stuff. I think I got tired of that last episode with the eating of the eggs and things like that. Probably the only negative I can say.
Honestly, the name dropping at the end, of course, I think it would be that soon. Although I have a feeling that we might not see her character until episode 8 to draw you into season 3. Mainly because if they did it this soon, there's got to be a lot of explaining to be done, because she's not a character that's actually well known within the live universe as it is with the animated universe, as well as the background, because there's a lot of potential to dive deep into her storyline as far as where she's been since Order 66, what happened with Anakin, how did that impact her, was it traumatic? I don't see her showing up till like episode 8, if that, because there hasn't been a lot of stuff. Because normally there's a lot of rumors that go around as far as like, oh, well, we saw her this, and I haven't seen anything at all, not even as far as a screenshot. I see people who does Photoshop art, and that's about it. But as far as her actual in character, I haven't. Not be surprised if it doesn't lead into another spinoff, whether it's her series or other Jedi. I hope to goodness that they do not kill her character, because there's so much to tell about her story plot, especially given the animated background that she has. Does she have her lightsabers? Doesn't she have her lightsabers? Is she still on the good side? Is she kind of an outcast? I mean, there's so many ways that can spin this, given that Mandalorian, as of now, is bearing the weight of the Star Wars universe on its creative storyline. So,
Soul Katana stuff, I think they might dragged it out. So I would probably say maybe by episode 6, they might actually interact, reach them, because at that point, something has to happen if it's only 8 episodes. Go to scores. So, Big Mike, what score would you give this episode?
Well, I gave the first episode a 10 just because I was pleased with it. So, you know, this one's definitely getting a 10. I'll probably retract my score on the first one and bring it down a bit. But off of initial view of this episode, I was easily at a 10. I said, I put it up there with this third episode from last season. And if you recall, I sent everybody messages like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, like, yeah, if you don't watch this episode right away. Like I said, I'm at a 10. It's a great episode. Hopefully, just keep it going. And the rest of the season on the same pace and the same level. The way episode 2 went after 1, I was like, man, I hope it's not how it's going to go the whole season.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, Matt.
I give it a score of a 9. A lot better. It propels the story forward as well as go a little bit more in the Mandalorian background and even pays homage to the animated series. Even does a little bit of Easter egg as far as a couple other characters in there. So very excited for future episodes. Definitely 9.
All right. And I am also going to give this a 9. Was a great episode. And if you really think about the J.J. Abrams iteration of Star Wars, this is totally separate, and this actually feels like Star Wars as opposed to the J.J. Abrams, we just need to be running, just to be running, stuff just needs to happen. We just need to feel like we're rushing through the story. This one was paced well. I mean, again, you get a little bit of action towards the end of the episode and even middle of the episode, but did not need that second episode. And I'm not sure why that second episode is there. Even you had some of the creators from Disney apologizing about how the child was eating eggs. Like, that's supposed to be evil. A weird thing that you don't really expect for people to even address that. It's like, well, the eggs were unfertilized, just like you eat normal eggs. I'm like, okay.
Didn't he eat a frog in season 1?
Yeah. Again, which is a weird thing to address, but hopefully we can continue on with this level of interesting television and not that second episode. Please, Disney, don't let it happen. Could have been a 5-minute arc. Hey, I need you to take this person here. Okay, Baby Yoda's infatuated with the eggs. You crash land on the planet. Something happens really quickly, and now you're at the planet that you need to get to. Did not need to be 40 minutes of that. Again, great episode. Hopefully, episode 4 will be interesting as well. And as Matt was saying, that there's not a lot of information about the season out there. Last season show some trailer for the next episode, or at least one would be out pending episode coming out, and you don't even see that. So but I guess they're trying to keep things close to the vest. All right, that's the Beast Game Podcast.